From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth program as we are continuing our study on the Christian's greatest investment. And I've been emphasizing throughout the course of this study this week that the greatest investment a Christian can make is in the proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly it's in the proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that we should invest our time and our talent and our treasure. Our time in praying for the proclamation of the gospel and our time in personally proclaiming the gospel. Our talent. In other words, we should give financially to those who are proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that evangelists and pastors and churches and missionaries and radio broadcasts and radio stations can get out the word of God. And then we should be willing to invest our talent and do what it is that God has given us in our spiritual gifts and abilities to proclaim the gospel. It is the greatest investment that we can make. And I'm saying that simply because of the fact that back in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30, it says, "He that winneth souls is wise." It's a very wise thing to be involved in winning souls and proclaiming the gospel. But building upon that, I've been indicating this week that the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ is the greatest investment we can make because of what Christ said in the Great Commission. We are reminded in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And then yesterday, I shared with you the fact that preaching the gospel is the greatest investment we can make because of what the gospel is. It speaks of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, as is brought out in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But it is also the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, according to Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. So the proclamation of the gospel is a great investment because it is the Great Commission, because it is the power of God. But thirdly, the proclamation of the gospel is a great investment, the greatest investment we can make, because of what the gospel does. And what I mean by that is that the gospel is the avenue of spiritual creation. Think about that. The gospel is the avenue of spiritual creation. Remember, the Word of God teaches us that when we were born, we were born in sin. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." And if you want to see a passage of Scripture that elaborates upon that and explains that, go to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3, where the Word of God says, "And you hath he quickened, that is made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." When you take and study Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3, you will find that our condition before Christ is rather bleak. We are spiritually dead. We are depraved. We are diabolical. we are disobedient, we are carnal, we are corrupt, and we are condemned. That is our condition apart from Jesus Christ. But when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, something happens. Because it's the gospel, it's the preaching of the gospel, that when the gospel is believed, that creates a new creature. Are you reminded, or are you familiar with 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 19? In fact, let's go to 2 Corinthians, because I would like to just work my way down through this with you today, if you don't mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning with verse 17, says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now, there is the concept of the fact that it's the gospel that creates a new creature, a new creation. You see, before a person hears the gospel, that person is spiritually dead in trespasses and sins, as we've just noted from Ephesians chapter 2. That person, and by the way, that includes everybody, that includes you, that includes me, before we trust Jesus Christ, we are bound to hell because we are spiritually dead. But when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are bound to heaven because we are spiritually alive. We are a new creation, a new creature in Christ. And then it goes on in 2 Corinthians 5, and it says in verse 18, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." You see, here's the point, that every person apart from Christ is dead in trespasses and sins. But when a person hears the gospel and receives the gospel, that person is changed and is reconciled unto God, and the imputation of sin against that person is taken away, and that person is given new life in Christ. And so you see, the preaching of the gospel is the avenue of a spiritual creation. It creates a new creature. Secondly, it creates a new destiny. It creates a new destiny. Turn with me, if you would please, back to the Gospel of John. John chapter 3, and I want to begin reading with you with verse 16. And you are familiar, I'm sure, or at least most of you, no doubt, are familiar with John chapter 3, where the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to Nicodemus about what it takes to get into the kingdom of God. And three times in the first seven verses of John chapter 3, Jesus said, "You must be born again." That is, you must trust Christ as Savior and be made alive in Christ. But notice what it says beginning with verse 16 of John 3. And I know that most of you know this verse that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Praise God for that. But it goes on to say, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Listen, beloved, if you've not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, right now you are condemned to the wrath of God in the lake of fire forever. That's what the Bible teaches. But you see, when you trust Christ, when anyone trusts Christ, the destiny of the lake of fire under the condemnation of God is taken away. You go to verse 36 of John 3, it says, "He that believeth on the Son," here it is, "hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Do you get the point? The destiny of the person who doesn't know the Lord is hell. But the destiny of a person who does know the Lord is heaven. Now, first of all, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, then I want to say to you that right now you are on your way to hell, to a Christless eternity, separated from God in the lake of fire. Just read Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. If you would have died last night and you don't know the Lord Jesus, you would be in hell today. So why don't you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you, and he will. He will give you everlasting life, eternal life, the life of God. Just simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you mean those words, he will save you. But you see, you and I as Christians need to invest in the proclamation of the gospel, because it does create a new creature for those who are saved. And it does create a new destiny for those who are saved. And you know something? When you and I lead people to Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, there is a special reward that will be given. We call it the soul winner's crown. It's found over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 19, where it says, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming?" And so you see, those who are soul winners have a special crown awaiting for them in heaven. Well, yes, the greatest investment that you and I as Christians can make is the proclamation of the gospel. Tomorrow, we're going to continue our study by looking at how it can be accomplished. So join us then. Until then, I'm Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.